fun of what I'm doing?
No, okay. I'm honestly just wondering. Like,
yeah. Go ahead. Can you come a little closer so I can hear you? I have a bad ear.
Oh, yeah.
I'm safe.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Can
Catholic,
I give you a gospel card?
So I'm Catholic. So how can I help you?
How can I help you, young lady?
Well, I also was just, like, curious what you guys are
teaching. Again, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I was just curious what you guys are teaching.
What we're teaching, Jesus Christ. That's on that card, the gospel. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sins. He's the only way, okay? Mm-hmm. And then the Bible says that we must follow him in repentance, in spirit and truth. Truth is everything that God said is right, but what man does is wrong. And what man has created is a bunch of religions. Have you looked around? You said you're Roman Catholic?
Yeah, I'm Catholic, yeah.
So you got Catholic, and then what do you have? Your neighbor might be Lutheran, then this person's Baptist, your friend in school might be a Mormon or Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
Who made all those religions? Who made them up? Man or God?
Man did.
Yeah. So if you're going to be saved by Jesus Christ, who's truth, which one do you think you should follow? The one he started or the one that man started?
Yeah, the one that he started.
So our website teaches people to read the Bible and start to obey Jesus. And the beautiful thing is, by the gospel, his shed blood and repentance, you can be born again. And guess what happens when you're born again? You repent and you follow Christ.
Yeah,
when
you're not born into Satan's kingdom.
I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah, we're born into Satan's kingdom. The world is Satan's kingdom, meaning the culture. Sports, politics, entertainment.
Yeah.
Worldliness, but the world, the earth and the trees and people, that's God's. Mm-hmm. But isn't Satan having a lot of wicked ways going on in the world?
Yeah.
Like transgenderism?
Yeah.
That's not of God.
Yeah.
Homosexuality is not of God.
No, so you guys are like, this isn't like an order, right? It's just like a group.
We don't belong to any organization, any group. We don't promote any group. There's a group in the Bible called everywhere. Do you ever read the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay. When you read the Bible, do you read a King James Bible? Do you know what kind of Bible you read?
Like the New American Bible.
Okay, New American Bible.
Yeah.
When you see the word church,
yeah.
Most people, when I say the word church, what do you think of?
Like, it's a capital C.
Yep, what do you think of, though?
I think my church.
You think of a building,
yeah.
An organization. But the word church in the Greek, look at the Greek and the Hebrew words, it actually means ecclesia.
Oh,
and it means called out ones.
Yeah.
So guess what we are? We're called out to Jesus, and he said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me.
Mm-hmm.
We don't follow Roman Catholicism, which is made of man. Did you know the Roman Catholic Church killed millions of people?
Yeah.
Did you know they protected pedophiles and moved them around to molest children?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know they teach a lot of man-made traditions?
Yeah, so I think that, like, there's a lot of corruption.
Yeah, in all churches, not just Roman Catholic.
Because it's run by humans who are flawed.
Yeah.
And who sin.
Yeah.
So,
but you have to come out of sin to follow Jesus. If you just say, well, they're full of sin and you keep sinning.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen to you?
Is
God going to forgive your sin that you keep doing? If you went to court, you're young, you've never gone to court, right?
No.
What if you went to court before a judge?
Yeah.
Let's say he drives it. Do you drive a car?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say he drives a car
That's
through
my brother.
His. Okay. How you doing? I'm Tupos. What's your name, by the way?
Ryan.
What's your name?
Dana.
Let me give you a gospel card. Let's say your brother drives a car. We're talking about whether God forgives you if you continue to live in sin, like false religion, like Roman Catholicism. Let's say he drives a car through town and he goes 80 through a 25. And the police give him a ticket. This is my wife, Amin.
Hi.
Let's say the police give him a ticket. And they say, he goes to court, and he says, Your Honor, please forgive me. I was late for school. I shouldn't have drove that fast. And the judge goes, wow, you don't have any other speeding tickets. I'm going to give you grace. Wipe the ticket out. Don't do that again. What happens if next week he's driving through town doing 80, the police give him a ticket, he goes to the same judge? And what if that happens 5 times in a row?
He's not going to be.
What's the judge going to say? The judge's going to say, you're making a mockery of my court. I told you not to do that. $1,000 fine. Your license is gone for 5 years. That's a human judge in a courtroom. We're talking about an eternal, holy, righteous judge, God, the creator of the universe. So what he says is he calls you by the blood of Jesus to repent, change your mind, change your ways, come out of the culture, come out of the false church systems. And then he says, I'll give you my spirit that changes your heart and your mind and your desires. Guess what? You no longer want to speed and break the law. Now you might make a mistake. I've gotten speeding tickets, didn't do it on purpose. And then there's grace for that, and then you go, that was wrong. But how many people rob banks by mistake? How many people look with lust? You're old enough to talk about
that. You don't do that by mistake.
You don't do it by mistake. You see something, you go, I shouldn't do that, I shouldn't think about that. Oh, a guy dropped his wallet on the ground, might have money, I'm gonna go steal it, nobody look. No, I should take it and go give it to him. So we don't do many sins by mistake. Now you can do a sin by ignorance. You're young, you go to the Roman Catholic Church. There is grace if you said, well, God, I thought I'm obeying you in the Roman Catholic Church. And all of a sudden you find out through a street preacher in the Bible that that I was telling your sister, that it's made of man, it has a bunch of false traditions. The Catholic Church murdered millions of people in the name of God, praying to Mary, she doesn't hear you. That bread and that wine that they tell you literally turns into Jesus' real body and blood, that's just a symbol, it doesn't. These are all man-made traditions. Do you know why they made those up? To control you. They want you to believe that that priest has power over you. You got to come there and confess to him and pray to Mary, do the rosary, do all this stuff, because guess what happens? If you get the truth, you know what's going to be happening to you? You have freedom. John 8:32, Jesus said, I've come so that you can be free. The truth sets you free. And we just talked to a man right there that got truth and he received it. My wife and I just talked to two ladies. Here's two young people. This is why we come here. Thousands of these people, if they're here, will ignore us and mock us. Guess what always happens? Two or three people walk up like you did and say, can I ask you a question? Guess what you are? You're a seeker. Mm-hmm. You're seeking truth. Yeah. You're unlike these people. Now, you might walk away and maybe some people laugh and mock, but guess what? The seed of God's truth has been told to you. Now you're going to have to deal with it. You're not the same now. And if you were to die today and you said, God, I need to deal with my sin. I want to come out and follow you in spirit and truth because you died for me. If you were to die today and go, if I leave the Roman Catholic Church, I'll lose my friends, my family. I like it there. Who are you loving more, God or people?
So basically, like, I was listening to everything, and I was the Catholic community coordinator at my college. And,
How old are you?
I'm 19.
19. How old are you?
17.
Okay.
But so I was the Catholic community coordinator, and then at my college, and I stepped away from it after they wanted me to, like, pretty much, like, embody, like, all these really, like, things that are just against what I believe, like LGBTQ things.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me do anything pro-life.
Yeah.
But they would only let me do things.
And this is Roman Catholicism?
This is a Catholic.
Yeah. College. Yeah. They're very liberal and very corrupt, and they're moving away.
Yeah, so I left it, and I lost a scholarship because of that, too.
Wow, good for you.
They were wanting me to, embody, like, LGBTQ things and, like, support that instead of supporting, like...
What God supports.
What would be good in God.
They're not of God. So, they're not of God. And I want to encourage you in something. You can email me sometime. You're old enough. I'll show you. I believe, ready? I want to scare the daylights out of you so you run to truth. I believe that the Roman Catholic system is what the Bible calls the harlot in the last days. The Bible talks about in the book of Revelation a whore system. So a woman, you know what a whore is. She sells her body, right? It talks about a religious whore system. And I believe it's Roman Catholicism. You know why? It says she sits on the city of seven hills. Do you know what city that is? It's only one city in the world that sits on seven mountains, Rome. Yeah, it says she dresses in purple and scarlet. Have you ever seen when they ordain a pope and bishops and what are they dressed in? Purple and scarlet. It says she drank the blood of the saints. Historians have said that the Catholic Church killed, they would have been killing me 500 years ago for doing what I'm doing, 50 million people. 50 million people. So I believe that what's going to happen in the future when the tribulation, there's a tribulation coming, I believe the Catholic Church is going to merge with Muslim faith, other world faiths, LGBT faith. It's all going to merge into a one world religious system, and then they're going to persecute God's true people. You got to come out of that religious system.
It's 75% Muslim.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no Catholics there.
Yeah. And so on my website, on my teaching blog, I would encourage you to go there. We don't take people's money.
So you think the downfall of everything is Catholicism?
Do I think what?
You think the downfall of everything is Catholicism?
Not everything. No, Roman Catholicism is not the downfall of everything. She's saying, do you think the downfall of Roman downfall is...
No, the evangelicals are sinful,
too.
Oh,
that's
too.
My mom.
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Hi.
How are you? They came up to talk to us.
Yeah, it's Catholics.
Can I give you a gospel card so you know what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody who's meeting on Sunday or Saturday or whatever. Yes,
yeah. Exactly. On my teaching blog, I would encourage you, we don't take people's money. We don't want you. We don't have any group to join. We just lift up Jesus. I take you to the Roman Catholic Catechism, and I show you 10 points from the Catechism. Versus the Bible, and I walk through things like Mary. Mary said she was a sinner like you and I, and she needed a Savior. They've lifted up Mary. I teach things like the rosary has just come along in the recent centuries, and it's a pagan practice of counting beads and praying. Confession to a priest. That priest has no more control than any other man. The Bible says confess your sins one to another. So if you and I were brothers, I can come to you and confess my sin to you. It's the same thing. They've created a hierarchy of power, that is not ordained in the Holy Scriptures. And that's what we're trying to combat. And I believe this, you cannot find eternal life in the Roman Catholic Church unless you repent and come out of it. Because Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship God in vain, keeping man-made traditions. They made up Christmas. Have you ever studied it? It's not in the Bible. Paul, Peter, John did not celebrate Christmas after the one-time historical event. They never practiced it. Easter. You know what the word Easter means? Eshtar. It's a pagan goddess. They merged the birth of the resurrection of Jesus with a pagan holiday. Christmas is the winter solstice, which was a pagan holiday, merged with Jesus' birth. And none of this is of God. It's a man-made tradition that you must come out of. And Jesus said, few are going to find eternal life. So that's why we encourage people to test and come out. Check my website. Love you.
Interesting.
It was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you.
Check our website. Email us anytime. Go to the teaching blog and look up Roman Catholicism. God be praised. Well, that was a good one. Yeah. So we talked to that man who was in a house body, and we went deep there. And then two ladies came up to us. One lady had defended us for free speech a little bit. And then Sister Amon talked to her, and I don't think it ended up probably very
well. You know
too
how
well.
I rounded it up? I gave her all kinds of things for women, and I have an audio of it. And at the end, I said, before you go, I said one more thing, one more point. I said, this is exactly why people get mad at us, because we tell them the full truth. Her friend walked away and said, yep. Yeah. She was very kind, and she listened.
The one that was dressed in the 4th of July garb.
Was good.
Oh, was good. The other one was decent. Okay. Yeah.
And this young woman here, I didn't know if you had a chance to go through the gospel with her.
I did, but she listened. Okay, yeah, I did. Okay. She listened. She walked right to me. She goes, "Can I ask you a question?"
Okay.
And it was awesome.
Well, I went through it with her, and I gave her some deep truths on the gospel.
Yeah.
And encouraged her in that.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So look at that. We're at this small festival. There might be a couple thousand people here, and we've had one, two, three, four good encounters, and it's long. How's it been? An hour and a half.
I don't even know what time it is.
It is. What time did we come out, Sister Amon? It's 10:45. We came out here about 10.
I think, something like that.
So within an hour, we touched four people's lives by just standing, being salt and light. The Lord touched them, and we're just being used as tools. Isn't that awesome?
Right, that is. Yeah. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you, Father, for giving us seeds of hope and fruit out here with seekers. That, like I told that young woman, she's a seeker. She came up and asked the preacher. She wasn't embarrassed to come up and talk to us.
Right.
Where other people just give us the thumb up or the nose up, and
you know what she said at the end? She said, so you basically, it's pretty fundamental and it's pretty basic.
Yeah.
Don't be going to those churches because they're made of man.
Amen.
And I said, yeah, right.
She got the message.
She got the truth.
She got the message. And she saw, that was really interesting, how the Catholic Church was telling her, no pro-life, don't be doing this, and they're promoting LGBT.
Oh, she's seen it. God's enlightening her.
Yeah. Awesome. Praise God. Thank you, Father.